Saram, dear listeners, and after the Vedam tutor, it's time to move on to our next segment dealing with bhajans. Yes, Sai bhajans. What joy Sai bhajans give us. The other day I was just coming into the studio and a couple met me. They had come from New Zealand, Mr. and Mrs. Daya Dodi. And when I introduced myself, they went on to share how happy they were for the program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. They were actually in tears sharing how much this program has touched and helped them. Because bhajans is such a powerful medium to connect with the Lord, and they were at loss of words to express their gratitude to Bhagwan for this opportunity of listening to Radio Sai and benefiting from this program. And I could only stand there with folded hands and in my heart offer my salutations to Swami for having given us this chance. Every episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, it is sadhana. It is a sadhana so much interlaced with music. It fills you and fulfills you. It makes your life a music. Makes your life a song of the Lord. So let's move on. Begin yet another musical journey with our Sai. Let's close our eyes and begin with a prayer.
Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please hold our hand and help us and guide us as we determine every day to take one step more in moving closer to you, as we strive every day to love you more and feel you every moment of our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this new episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan which adores our beloved Bhagwan as the Divine Mother Sai. Here is the first line of the bhajan we will be learning now.
Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari.
So we will be dwelling on this bhajan in the next 45 minutes. And like always, we begin with the lyrics, the raga, the beat of the bhajan, and then we'll move on listening to an elaboration of the bhava aspect of the bhajan, the feeling with which this bhajan should be sung, from Mr. Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University, who was blessed to sing in front of Bhagwan for many years and also has been fortunate to compose many bhajans during his student days as well as after leaving the portals of Bhagwan's educational institution. So all this in this episode of Bhajan Classroom. We begin with the lyrics.
Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma अभय प्रदायिनी गान विनोदिनी माता भवानी मा जय मा काली कपालिनी मा.
So now that we are familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, let's move on to the most beautiful part of singing this bhajan. You will listen to Brother Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh sing the tune of the bhajan very slowly, and as you listen to them, Please, dear listeners, join, and after this, we will listen to Anirudh elaborate on the raga aspect of the bhajan and give us the swaras that make the composition so beautiful.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F Madhyam.
Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari.
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 Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma.
Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma.
Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma.
Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma.
Abhaya Pradayini Gana Vinodini.
Abhaya Pradayini Gana Vinodini.
Abhaya Pradayini Gana Vinodini.
Abhaya Pradayini Gana Vinodini.
Mata Bhavani Ma Jaya Ma.
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 Jaya Ma Jaya Ma.
Jaya Ma Jaya Ma.
Jaya Ma Jaya Ma.
Jaya Ma Jaya Ma.
Kali Kapalini Ma Jaya Ma.
Kali Kapalini Ma Jaya Ma.
Kali Kapalini Ma.
Kali Kapalini Ma.
Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari.
So that's the soulful bhajan in adoration of the mother. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh give us a slow, beautiful demonstration. And now for those of us who love to play this in our musical instruments, who love to play it on the harmonium doing bhajans, we have Brother Anirudh to tell us more about the swaras that go into this bhajan, the raga of this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the make of this beautiful composition?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It's a lovely bhajan.
composed in a mix of many ragas, wonderful tune, not belonging exactly to the particular raga, where it has a blend of darbari, the first mm-hmm. raga, and then it goes to called a raga called Gauri Manohari,
mm-hmm.
which is also called as Pattudeep in the Hindustani classical music. Just by the change of dha from komal dha to shuddha dha, sa re ga ma pa da ni sa, it's a beautiful raga. And then the next line has a beautiful transition going from komal ga to shuddha ga.
Ga ma re ga sa re ni sa.
To me it sounds like the raga Kapi in the Carnatic classical music. And then you have the beautiful variation of the line. So the play of both the gas is very beautifully composed, and then you pour your full heart out saying Jayama
Jayama.
So the expressions, the phrases,
Mapagavari Mapagavai Rigamagamari Gasa.
So this comes back to darbari again, and then the last line of the bhajan is much more than a calm note.
Ni 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 a ni da pa pa a ga ma pa ni da sa ni.
So it's like you have many notes combined together, and then it's all together giving a feel of calmness and soulfulness and lovely tune. It's just your, you know, heart singing for the Lord, heart pining for the Lord. So it has no restrictions of, or no boundaries of the music, that, you know, it is this raga, the next line goes from this raga to this raga. So the composition itself reveals that, you know, the feelings are just poured out to Swami.
Yes.
And that's what Swami likes, and Swami appreciates it.
Absolutely.
Finally.
Bhava always comes first.
Exactly.
Raga and Tala are just only although to give expression to Bhava.
Yeah. Every aspect plays a vital role in the final
rendition
of the bhajan. But Swami used to give so much importance to Bhava of the bhajan.
Yes.
And really this bhajan helps us to connect very easily and feel His presence.
Wonderful. So let us explore the beautiful expressions of different ragas, how different ragas have come together to
yeah.
give life to this bhajan.
Ah.
have the power and the pull of Darbari supplemented with so many other powerful notes.
Yeah. And I just give an overview of this bhajan, like in the alap, from where all it goes, the which all notes it touches, and then how the transition is being composed, the smooth transitions and wonderful composition. Maybe let's move on to the swaras of each line of the bhajan so that we can really get to know in which note really pulls our heart. Like, for example,
Mata Bhavani Ma Jayama.
So it is a beautiful Shuddha Ga and the Komal Ga, playing that, giving that life and the feel to the entire bhajan. So let's definitely move into swaras where we dwell more on such notes which add so much of color to the bhajan.
Sure.
So let's do the first line.
Yeah.
Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari Pad Sari Gari Sada Ri Sada Papadama
Pad Sari Gari Sada Ri Sada Papadama
Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma Mama Mani Nini Padasanida Papa
Mama Mani Nini Padasanida Papa
Abhaya Pradayini Gana Vinodini Gama Pasani Nini Sanini Dani Sani Sa Sa Sa
Gama Pasani Nini Sanini Dani Sani Sa Sa Sa
Mata Bhavani Ma Jayama Ga 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 Ma Ga Ri Ga Ri Ga Sa Ri Ga
Ga Ga Ga Ma Ga Ri Ga Ri Ga Sa Ri Ga
Mata Bhavani Ma Jayama Ga ga ma pa da ma pa ga ri ga ri ga sa
Ga ga ma pa da ma pa ga ri ga ri ga sa
Jaya ma Jaya ma Sa ri ga pa Ma pa ga ma ri ri ga ma ga ma ri ga sa
Sa ri ga pa ma pa ga ma ri ri ga ma ga ma ri ga sa
Kali kapalini ma jaya ma Nini ni pada sa ni da pa pa ma ga ga ma pa ni da sa ni
Nini ni pada sa ni da pa pa ma ga ga ma pa ni da sa ni
Kali kapali ni ma Nini ni sa ni da sa ni da pa pa
That's lovely when you listen to the swaras of this bhajan. In fact, you feel that let the swaras not end.
Yeah.
Because it's so beautifully composed, isn't it, Anil?
Yeah, very well composed. And it is from the heart, straight from the heart.
Absolutely.
You can definitely pour out your feelings and you can easily connect with God singing this bhajan.
Really. even if you do not have the lyrics or the words, just the swaras elevate you.
Yeah, and that's where the tune plays an important role to add life to the lyrics.
Absolutely. Yeah. Please tell us about the beat of this bhajan, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, which is Aditalam in the Carnatic music, also called as Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. It is a slow bhajan, and the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bishu Sairam.
Sairam.
So we are now done with the raga, the beat, the swaras of the bhajan, and it's time to move on to the most significant aspect of bhajan singing, which is bhava. At times, even if we do not have raga and tala, God will listen to our prayers if it is filled with bhava, if it comes from the depths of our heart. And Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University, now in a conversation shares with us what memories and what insights this bhajan fills him with.
Sairam, Brother Sonam, and a warm welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sairam, Vishu.
I'm really happy that you are here today for the bhajan tutor session. And on one occasion, when you were part of this Radio Sai Bhajan classroom, you mentioned about how you had the vision of Bhagwan as the Divine Mother.
Yeah.
I think the bhajan was Durga Bhavani
Ma. Durga Bhavani Ma.
Ma. I always remember that experience. It was such a, I should say, an elevating experience for you.
Yeah.
Uplifting experience for you. And many times when I sing that bhajan, I contemplate on the beautiful experience you had. And that is what bhajans do. That is what sharing such moments do to us.
Especially that part where Kali Kapalini Ma.
Yes.
That was the place where I had that experience. Yeah.
So can we today discuss on yet another Devi bhajan?
Why not?
Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari.
Oh, Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari is such a beautiful bhajan. And it takes me back to those times in Vrindavan when I was studying during my pre-university. And this, for a starter, this bhajan, the person who was responsible for the manifestation of this bhajan. Nowadays, I use this word because, you know, it wouldn't sound good if someone says that I have composed a bhajan, you know, because there is only one composer. I used to have a friend who did a lot for me, a very good musician. His name was Sai Shankar. And I am sure that, and I have heard about him, that he is a very top scientist today.
Okay.
Now he had everything in him that you find in a genius, you know. But then he would, outwardly he would appear, you know, happy-go-lucky, not really serious about anything. Especially whenever we had these things, I have to tell you, because, you know, this is the background of this beautiful bhajan. Whenever we had music rehearsals, Sai Shankar would come with his violin. And he was such a wonderful violinist. And he had learned music very well. His swargyan was amazing. But then, no one took him seriously. I never took him seriously. And in fact, there were times when I used to scream and shout at him because he was not taking things seriously. Come on, man, did you tune your instrument? And he would say, come on, man, you don't get angry. I'll tune it slowly. It takes time, you know. I have to tune 4 strings. He would irritate you beyond measure, you know.
With his calmness.
Yeah, with his calmness. And he was all the time so unperturbed and calm. And then many times I would tell him that, look, I ring the Suprabhatam bell and I don't find you in the bhajan hall, in the Suprabhatam, in the morning Suprabhatam. And he would tell me, Suprabhatam is meant for very big devotees like you, not for a person like me, you know. So, it would be all the time, this was the equation. And I never thought that Sai Shankar, of all the persons, would be so serious about Swami's bhajan. Mm-hmm. I knew that he used to sing, all Mohammad Rafi songs he used to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden one day, last time in one of our sessions, I told you about Madhuvana Murali Shama Murari, you remember?
Yes.
So that was a bhajan which was composed by this person. And then he, at that point of time, he taught me that, look, this bhajan has Swami's signature scribbled on it and you didn't see it. This is what he told me when it was composed. He said, Madhuvana Murali Shama Murari, and the bhajan is composed in Rag Madhuvanti.
Oh, wow.
This is what he told me. And he said that, and you claim to be a very strict disciplinarian and a very big devotee compared to a small timer like me, you know. And every time he would irritate me, pinch me the wrong way, poke at me, and poking me was, you know, in a way, it was taming the shrew, you know. He was taming me, and he did such a big lot of good to me.
It led you to self-interest.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he composed another beautiful bhajan, Pashupati Tanaya Bala Gajanana. And I said, come on, I thought I was the only composer there in those days, you know.
Yes.
In a very naive manner, I used to be so egoistic that I have composed this bhajan, that bhajan. And then it took so many years for me to understand, for me to realize all that, the absurdity of the whole thing. But then Sai Shankar, he composed this bhajan, Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari. And he said that it's a bhajan composed, you know, it's a bhajan in praise of me, myself, because Sai Shankari, his name was Sai Shankar. And then he said, if you want to sing it, I'll teach you. You can learn the bhajan and sing before Swami.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the great privilege of learning this bhajan from my friend and then singing it in Trey Vrindavan. At that time, it was the old Vrindavan bungalow. So in the vestibule, I sang this bhajan. I'll just sing it.
Please.
Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma. Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma. अभय प्रदायिनी गान विनोदिनी अभय प्रदायिनी गान विनोदिनी नाउ आई हैव कम टू अ वाइटल पॉइंट ऑफ दिस भजन दिस वाज द पॉइंट दैट आई वाज ट्राइंग टू डू देयर बिफोर स्वामी अभय प्रदायिनी गान विनोदिनी समथिंग लाइक दिस आई वांटेड टू डू. And then Swami stopped the bhajan.
Oh.
And imagine it's the induction, like it's the inauguration of a bhajan in his presence. And if the bhajan really doesn't get accepted, and that acceptance totally depended, as I understand in retrospect now, it depended upon how empty you were at that point of time when you were singing the song, how humble you were, how much of your ego you had just shed before singing this song. At least for the duration of that one bhajan, you had to be totally egoless, no ostentation, and then alone Swami would accept the bhajan. And then, to top it all, the bhajan had to be sung out properly. And at that time, you know, I never even thought of it, because I was only 2 years old in Vrindavan. And I thought that we could do it. So, as Sai Shankar had taught me, one nuance, he said, you can do this and show off. So I tried to show off. And then when I was trying to do that, because I was concentrating so much on it, that it skipped me. Like, you know, I really missed the point. I didn't sing it well. and he just stopped the bhajan. And then the rest of the bhajans continued. At the end of the bhajan, my ego was very badly hit. And then I wanted to show everyone that, you know, just this one bhajan, something went wrong. Otherwise, I'm okay, I'm fine. I had to prove my point. So I was seeking out Swami, who was going upstairs after Mangal Arati, to his residence upstairs. And what I did was, I followed him, and then I said, Swami, Swami, you know. And Swami looked at me, and in Hindi, like he was telling, he said, where was the need for you to do that? Then for me it registered, because I knew what Swami was telling. The place where he had stopped, the thing that I was trying to do at that point of time, he was meaning just that and nothing more. He said, where was the need for you to do that? It's not happening, nahi, thik se nahi aata hai, kahi ko aisa gaata hai. Then I was feeling terrible. And then out of his mercy, he said, you know, when voice is not in good condition, these things happen. If your voice is in nice, good condition, if you are in good health, then no problem at all. Oh. You can do it. Now, it had so many significance, like so many meanings, you know, layers and layers of meaning. I had to go back to the hostel, I reflected. And still I reflect on it. And every time you get new meanings, like today's meaning that I got from this, was that, you know, you are not in good health when ego clogs you completely, you know. You are in the grip of your ego, you are not in good health. So when Swami says that, when you are not in good health, when your voice is not in good condition, which means that when I am not in good condition, when I am out of scale, and then at that point of view, when I am not focused on him, you know, these things can go completely haywire. But when I am completely concentrating on Bhagwan, at that point of time when I reflected, what I thought was, you know, even before I was trying that nuance, the line, the previous line that I was singing, right from that moment, I was gearing up to do that part. That I have to show a nuance, I have to show off. And then just for that moment of ostentation, I was preparing so much and I was focusing so much on that, that I had completely missed the bhava. So, that beautiful experience when Swami said, if you at that point of time trying to prove anything, and when you are trying to prove anything, and you know that you can really do it, you can really sing a nuance, you can show a nuance, then you will miss the bhava aspect, which is the crux of that bhajan. So being is lost in becoming.
Amazing. I was just reflecting on what you were saying. How in our bhajan singing, the moment we want to impress, then we lose our opportunity to express.
Yeah.
The moment that thought comes that today I have to impress the people around, impress even Bhagwan, impress, yeah. Okay, some VIP has come, or today I have to prove a point that I am indeed a good singer, people yeah. don't recognize me. Whenever those thoughts come, and those thoughts are so powerful, they have such a vicious grip on your mind, on your voice, that even though you sell, okay, no, still I will sing with bhava, but the bhava doesn't happen. People don't connect to it.
Yeah.
And if people don't connect to it, how will God connect to it? Only when we connect to God will people feel that connection.
That's what, when we are trying to make an impression, an unwanted impression, then the inner expression goes off.
Yes.
It gets switched off. So it's so important to be focused on just Bhagwan and nothing else. Not trying to prove any point there. Just singing the bhajan and being an instrument of that wonderful expression.
Wow. Every bhajan is an experience only for our spiritual refinement.
Definitely. No doubt about it.
So did you, after that, sing this bhajan again?
So many times. We sang, not only me, even Sanjeev Barbara used to sing. Lot of good singers used to sing this beautiful bhajan. I'm just inclined to sing it fully once.
Sure.
Jagat janani Shiva Sai Shankari Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma Abhaya Pradayini Gana Vinodini Abhaya Pradayini Gana Vinodini Mata Bhavani Ma Jaya Ma Mata Bhavani Ma Jaya Ma Jaya Ma Kali Kapalini Ma Jaya Ma Kali Kapalini Ma Jagat Janani Shiva Sai Shankari Mata Maheshwari Parvati Ma. This bhajan has so much of, you know, it's like a child crying out in wilderness, you know.
Yes.
It gives you that feel. Jaya Ma is just like the mother is somewhere there and seemingly not looking at you. Seemingly not really, you know, responding to your cry, because you are not crying out enough. And then all of a sudden, Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, that feel is so beautiful. And every time I found that, even including me, and then I found more than once, the singer like S. Kumar or Sanjeev Parvara would break down at this point. It's a breakdown point. Jaya Ma. And especially when you have Swami sitting right in front of you. And then sometimes he would make such beautiful divine gestures. His, you know, he would be waving his hands and then giving that beautiful mystic smile. And then when you are singing this song, people would be in raptures because you are also enraptured. Not because you are singing well, but because the bhajan is carrying you there. The bhajan is so profound and beautiful. Kali Kapalini Ma, more than once I have seen Swami just take, you know, a bunch of his hair and then he would seemingly be biting that hair.
Yes.
And then we have seen that. And those days, you know, when Swami would be eating pan and his lips would be so red and then that the hair in his, you know, in his lips, he would look the very epitome of the mother. And then when we would sing this bhajan in his presence, we would be by his divine grace, not because of our own want or anything in us, but he would carry us there, this bhajan would carry us to him. And it used to be so beautiful. And as it is now.
Absolutely. And to relate to Bhagwan as a mother is so special.
No doubt about it.
Because I remember talking to Mr. Wade Gaonkar, who has been serving in Prashant Nilayam, coming from Maharashtra for 3-4 decades. And he always addressed Bhagwan as Ma. And he would always tell that Ma ka rishta Bhagwan se bhi upar hai.
No doubt about it.
Because for him, the relationship of the mother, to connect to Bhagwan as the mother, is something even greater than connecting to him as God.
No doubt about it. The mother is the guru, not only your creator, but he is also your guru. And that's the relation. No wonder somebody has said it so beautifully. You remember one of those beautiful songs of yore? Ae ma teri surat se alag Bhagwan ki surat kya hogi?
Oh yeah. Wonderful.
So appropriately said.
Yeah, please say that in English also.
How could, O mother, how could God's face be any way different from your face?
And I think a lot of students also always related to Bhagwan as the mother.
Yeah, and Bhagwan's divinity, Bhagwan's divine self is such that when you call him mother, can you imagine a man being called a man, gender-wise, being called, addressed as mother. And then it's so appropriately, you know, fits into the whole scheme of things. When you call Saima, he really appears to be your mother.
Absolutely. And I also remember how you mentioned, I think it was your mother who had the experience, or a grandmother, who had the experience of Bhagwan as Goddess Tara.
My grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Yeah, way back in 1984. On Guru Purnima. See, so appropriate.
Yes, Guru Purnima is just 2 days away and we are dwelling on Bhagwan as the Divine Mother. And I think this Guru Purnima festival also is so special because in Guru, everything gets subsumed. The Sadguru becomes your father, becomes your mother, becomes whatever you want, your friend.
Yeah, I have taken, like, for me, the mother is the highest Guru. Because she teaches you right from your birth. She teaches you how to walk. She teaches you how to sing. How to do the best of things in life. So she is your Guru. So even in that stance, you know, the role of a mother as a guru stands apart.
And I think for many devotees to relate to Bhagwan, that's as a mother, that's why it's such a comforting feeling. And yeah. Bhagwan also so beautifully responds, because you know he always said that my love is like that of 1,000 mothers.
1,000 mothers.
And you experience that.
Yeah.
It is, and bhajans are such a beautiful medium. We have so many lovely Devi bhajans, and every bhajan just gives you such a nice conduit to express that feeling.
Yes.
And to give an expression to that relationship, that motherly relationship.
No doubt about it.
And Bhagwan, I remember just occurred to me how once one student had this audacity to ask Bhagwan this question, because Swami kept on forcing him, get married. Mm-hmm. He said, Swami, you didn't get married, why should I get married?
Oh.
Then Bhagwan said, hey, how can I get married? Everyone is my child.
So beautiful.
He is the Divine Mother. And every bhajan, that way, I think if you reflect on these beautiful moments that we relate to Him as the Mother, every bhajan will just take us to the lotus feet of the
Definitely,
Divine
Mother. It carries us straight to Him.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jai Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University, who was blessed to sing and compose many bhajans and introduce them in the divine presence of Bhagwan. Today he is engaged in spreading the fragrance of bhajan singing in India and abroad. He hails from Sikkim, but is a regular visitor to the Prashanti Nilayam Ashram and to Sai centers in different parts of the country. And now in the last part of this program, let's listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Baba's University in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanti Nilayam.
जगत जननी शिव साई शंकरे जगत जननी शिव साई शंकरे कामनेश्वरी पार्वती माँ कामनेश्वरी पार्वती माँ अभय प्रदायिनी काल विनो Oh,
జగత జననీ శివదాయి శంకరి. మాతమరేశ్వరి పార్వతి మా
listeners, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or suggestions, please feel free to share with us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Your audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment of Thursday Life. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues Prem and Ganesh are waiting to start the Radio Sai Children's Hour. After 1 hour of Radio Sai Children's Hour, we will have a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we continue our discussion on the great life of the late Bharat Ratna, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. We dwell on facets of his beautiful personality, the inspiration that we can draw from him, as well as the beautiful relationship that existed, that was so evident between him and Bhagwan. Not many probably are aware of the beautiful way in which Bhagwan expressed this and the way Dr. Kalam responded to. So there are really amazing insights from the life of Dr. Kalam, as well as the love that he had for Bhagwan and Bhagwan's love for him. So we will dwell on all this 60 minutes from now. For the moment, Radio Sai Children's Hour with Prem and Ganesh. Thank you so much. Sairam.